Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Social Small Business. My name is Brooks Gray. I'm here with Lee Simkowski, and we are at
The Wallace Distribution Fall Show.
Yeah, we are actually on location. We have a booth set
up.
Our
very first on-location podcast.
It is. Technology's come a long way. We can set up anywhere.
I really wanted to have John Wallace, who is the third generation Wallace, yeah, on the podcast today, but we're gonna have him some other time.
Yeah, he will definitely be with us. But while we're here at the show, we thought it'd be a great time to talk about your favorite subject in the world.
Networking. Yeah. The art of networking, because that's what we're doing here.
Absolutely. And that's what most of the people here are probably doing.
Well, they're also shopping.
Yeah, they are shopping.
Yeah, a lot of them are buying.
We are not shopping. If you aren't familiar, Wallace Distribution Company is a hardware distributor. So we don't sell hardware. So we don't really shop for hardware items while we're here.
No, but we helped them with their branding.
Yeah.
We helped them with their show. And we're very fortunate to have them as one of our clients.
Yeah, and not just... They're one of those clients that it's not just a client, but like they're just good people.
Oh my gosh.
It's just great to be around them.
That's why I love coming to these
shows. We have a lot of those clients too.
We do. We do. We're fortunate. But honestly, I think it's because we don't just say come one, come all. We're very fortunate to be able to say, hey, do our values line up and all that stuff. So
yeah, which we talked about in our very first episode.
That's correct. So go back and listen to our first podcast and you can hear all about our values.
Well, hey, let's jump right in.
Sure.
We're talking about networking. What do you mean by networking? When I hear networking, I think, okay, let's put some IT stuff together. I got to pull some cable.
Yeah, you would think that. And a lot of people think of networking as, oh, she means social media, social networks, that kind of thing. Really, I mean both when I say that. It's making connections and building relationships, whether it's online or in person. But what I've noticed in the 18 years.
Should I answer that?
In the 18 years that I've had a job, is some people are just naturally good networkers. And some people, it's really hard and they have to learn how to network. And I would say if you're working a trade show and it's hard for you, find another job. You're not a good networker.
Yeah, but in a sense, though, so are you saying networking can't be learned?
I think it can be learned, but I think you've got to love people. And I think you kind of have to be an extrovert to be able to really build that skill. Because I think it's a natural skill that you can refine. I don't know that it's a 100% learned skill, because you got to be able to love people to be a good networker.
I'm not an extrovert.
Unless you're only doing networking online.
Okay.
Which then I don't recommend.
Then you can pretend to be whatever you want to be.
That's right. So that's why I'm saying
that. What was it Brad Paisley said? I'm so much cooler online.
I don't know if he said that or not.
Yeah, it was a song.
Oh, will you sing it for us?
I can't remember how it goes.
Yeah, I don't think you're right. You may be, though. Okay, so anyway, extroverts are often excel in networking. And I feel like I love this subject so much because I am an extreme extrovert. My husband is not. It's not that he doesn't love people, because he does, but he doesn't want to be in this kind of environment. He's an introvert. He's private. So I think it takes all types, but... He would not thrive in this environment. You're kind of an introvert.
Yeah, but I think part of that, too, is not just extrovert versus introvert, but maybe it is an introvert thing. There's a lot of people who don't like shallow conversation.
That's true.
And a lot of times networking to the people that don't like that feels like just a bunch of shallow conversation.
And some people find shallow conversation is like, hey, how are you? Where are you from? That kind of thing. I'm genuinely interested in to know where people are from and what they do and all that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference. I think you're trying to say.
Yeah. And my issue is I'm the same way. So I could stand and talk to somebody for 45 minutes. And then it's like when I think about, oh, I have to do that again, because it's hard for me to, well, no, it's not really hard for me, but I want to have those deep conversations. So I know how much time it's going to take.
Right.
And I'm like, gosh, do I want to invest the time into this person right now?
Yes. I'm always about, I mean, I was not ready to come on the podcast because I saw somebody I went to high school with. I'm going to go talk to him and you made me come.
So. Yeah. And what's funny too is like, there's this whole, I'm socially awkward, like very socially awkward. So, and I was actually telling somebody about this not too long ago. That I have a hard time remembering names, like when I meet people. And I said, I think the reason is because when I introduce myself and they introduce themselves, like we're, you know, 15, 20 seconds into the conversation, and I realize I don't even remember what they said their name was. And it's because I'm focusing so hard on not making myself look like an idiot. Like, okay, have a normal conversation with this person. Like, what are we going to talk about? What am I going to say next? Like, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot their name.
So. Well, then, you know, maybe we can help you with this podcast.
I need it.
And tell you why it's important and how you get started in this. So I really feel like networking is important because it connects you with not just if you're working in a business, potential clients, but you can think of it if you're looking for a job, potential employers. So I think networking is all about connecting, and it identifies opportunities for your professional and personal growth. I mean, you may meet somebody through networking that grows your relationship personally too. So I think it also provides you with a group of experts in your particular field. And I think that it's important when you are networking, you don't just chambers are great. I love those opportunities, but you need to find also places where you can go and be around like-minded people as far as your industry, because that's going to help you grow.
You know, I used to tell people this after I got out of college, when I would talk to somebody who played music, because I was a music major when I was in school, and they were talking about majoring in music. I said, let me give you my advice. The education for what you're doing, and this may be terrible advice, so I'm not saying you have to heed it, but this was just my perspective. The most important thing for you when you go to college is not the education part. That'll come.
Oh, it's social growth.
It's networking with people.
Like,
because you never know, like 10 years down the road, oh, I went to college with this that person. Let me give them a call.
And it's not, well, I just told you about my friend from high school over there. Yeah. But I think, too, It opens up doors. Like, I know that Blake was in a fraternity, and he still has fraternity brothers, like even through his campaign, that reached out and wanted to support. So I think that's important in college. Mm-hmm. So it is to find those. So if you're in college and listening to this, which I hope some of you are, it is important to find those groups and stay connected even beyond school, and social media helps us with that. So, but networking also allows you to gain that knowledge and advice within the industry. But don't ever pigeonhole yourself. Like, I'm gonna use hardware because we're here. If you're in the hardware industry, don't ever pigeonhole yourself into that industry. Like, if you're interested in other things, you can go to networking opportunities for other stuff. So, I think it helps with business referrals. I know it's really helped us. Our chamber is a great place to network. That's helped with a lot of business referrals. And it also helps you. This is one of the biggest things I like to network, because I'm always learning. And networking helps me stay on the latest trends in our industry. And I always go into with the mentality, what can I learn from this group or this person? And I think that's a huge part of the networking side. I also think that it's given me the opportunity to get mentors and contacts. Like, there's people I can reach out to. I met somebody last year in November when I went to Charlotte who has helped us tremendously with geofencing. Mm-hmm. And just making that connection, he just sat down at my table and we started talking, and I kept his contact, and we've been keeping in touch, and he has really helped us grow in that area of our services. And then if you're looking for a position, networking obviously helps you gain knowledge about positions that are open. I worked in a place here when I first moved back to Tennessee, and because my client was hiring, I was able to apply for that job, and I got it because I already had the trust. So always network within inside your job too. And it also gives you the chance to take advantage of more expansive knowledge, like I said, those learning opportunities. So.
And that's an important thing for me, I think, is Network with people who challenge you.
Yes.
Not just like,
don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Right.
And it can be within your field, but it could also just be in being a better person.
Yeah.
So I always try to surround myself with people that inspire me to be better at what I'm doing, but also a better person.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's how people can get started in networking.
Yeah.
Is look around at the people in your life or your connections on social or whatever, and start there. Find someone that can mentor you and make a difference in your career or personal life, locally or outside your area. Don't ever think it has to be always local. Utilize those chamber. Another way you can get started is utilize your chamber of commerce where you are. If it's not active, it's not worth your time. And I want to emphasize that if your chamber where you live is not active, it's not worth your time. We are fortunate to live in a community where our chamber is so active and so helpful. Mm-hmm. And I'm forever grateful for that. And then once you join the chamber, you need to look at what their benefits are and utilize them. I know we have a newsletter that we can put in a free ad in every single month if we want to. It's just a benefit. So explore the benefits of those chambers. The next thing you can do to get started is research networking event opportunities, including fundraiser events. I know we're going to one this Saturday, and we're not necessarily going because it's a networking opportunity, but it really is. Mm-hmm. We're going to a Ducks Unlimited dinner.
Yeah.
And that's a great place for me to network. But we're really going because Blake loves to hunt. Take advantage of social media. If you're not on Facebook, and I know that a lot of the younger folks are like, oh, Facebook's for old people. But it's actually the ultimate networking other than LinkedIn. And we're going to talk about LinkedIn in a minute. Instagram isn't the place to network. Facebook is. Hmm. It gives you a lot more information about people on Facebook. So
Instagram is those shallow conversations.
There you go. And then don't be afraid to ask someone to lunch or coffee. Like, if you feel like you can learn from somebody, don't be afraid to do that. Always reach out. Take courage to do something like that, because that one conversation could change your whole trajectory of your career or personal life. So let's talk about LinkedIn, because at the end of the day, we are a marketing company, and I think LinkedIn is one of the jewels of networking online. I think it's underutilized by many companies. So, like, what kind of content do I put on there? Well, I'm not hiring, or I'm not looking for a job. It is, you actually get more time in news feeds on LinkedIn than any other platform. Mm-hmm. So if I open my LinkedIn app right now, I would see posts from people that they posted 2 weeks ago. You get a lot of time in news feeds. So personally, when you're reaching out on LinkedIn, if you're just going to start one, which I highly recommend, especially if you're right out of college or if you're a business, personalize those connection requests. Don't just send somebody a connection request. I mean, if you're in a hurry, that's fine, but personalize it. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I feel like you could bring value to my network, or something like that. Follow up on in-person networking opportunities. And by that, like, who we met here, I'm going to follow up.
Yeah.
On LinkedIn. I'm going to add them on LinkedIn. Break growth goals down into, like, achievable chunks on LinkedIn. So one of our clients said, I want to be at 400 followers by Valentine's Day. And I'm like, that's a great goal.
Yeah.
We can do it. And we did it. We exceeded it. So I think if you break it down into achievable chunks, it's more palatable for people. It's not so overwhelming. Invite engagement by posting often. And what I mean by that is, you can't just post once a week or once a month. You've got to be engaged on the platform. So put a, you know, reminder in your phone. I know you're not going to do that, but I'm telling them.
Yeah. Tell our coordinator.
Right. Put a reminder in your phone to say, okay, I need to post on LinkedIn. And explore those LinkedIn groups too. There are groups on LinkedIn that you can get in influencers on LinkedIn. I follow a lot of influencers for our industry on LinkedIn and get a lot of good ideas that way. And then don't ignore the visual content. And I think this is really more in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. It's important. Those LinkedIn sizes are a lot different than the other social media platforms, right?
Yeah.
they're a lot different. So just make sure that they look good. And then engage with your existing connections. I know it gets annoying when people slide into your inbox on LinkedIn. I just ignore it. If it's not for you, just ignore it. But at least try to engage with some of your existing connections, because you want those referrals. And then promote, we're hearing money, money, money in the background right now.
Yeah, I feel like we need a disclaimer for this. Like, so here at the Wallace Show, every hour on the half hour, they give away prizes, like cash. So they call play this song, Money, 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 Money.
But they didn't let us enter, did they?
No, we didn't get to enter.
We didn't get to enter for the cash. So we're ignoring the money song. You can just hear it. So promote your LinkedIn URL or your profile. And one thing that people can utilize is Linktree. And it's and we can put that on our website. But it's where, and I think I mentioned this before, but you can put your profiles all in one link so right. people can, but make sure you always include your LinkedIn URL, and it helps with your SEO too. Mm. So when people are maybe looking to hire you, your profile will pop up. Leverage keywords in your profile, and don't skip over when you're setting up your profile. There's an opportunity for you to put all your skills and achievements and things like that. Take time to do that when you're setting up your profile. And write and publish articles demonstrating your expertise. That's the biggest one. And when I say articles, I don't mean blogs and big long things. You can post a paragraph.
Yeah.
And just become it. That's the place you can become an expert in your industry. And I highly recommend that.
And LinkedIn too is one of those platforms that I feel like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's best used as a two-way communication tool. There's a lot yes. of social media that you just post and you're done. But
Instagram.
LinkedIn is one of those platforms where it's like, no, it's don't just constantly post one-way communication.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm posting this. Look at this. Look at what we're doing.
It's not a creator's platform.
Right.
So that's why it makes it so different, because as marketers, we're creators, and we've had to make that shift. Mm-hmm. As the Instagram and TikTok and things like that. Now there's Be Real. We can talk about that one day.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn actually gives you, and people expect, the two-way communication.
But that's also an important place to say that this is a good example of showing that marketing is not just about visual.
That's correct.
You know, creativeness visually.
Right.
It's about so much more than that. And I think a lot of people, when they think about marketing, even we just had a gentleman a few minutes ago walked by here and said, we've already got our brand, so you all couldn't do much for us. And like, so in his mind, he's thinking a very small box is what marketing is.
Right. And it's not. And it's like, well, you know, could you grow your customer base? Could you recruit employees? I know we have one of our clients who wants me to have an open job position just all the time. So they have a whole reservoir of resumes when they're ready to hire.
Yeah.
So, and if you're a business and hiring is an issue for you, go ahead and use LinkedIn. And you can also pay for ads, and people actually use LinkedIn to job search. Mm-hmm. So it's, if you're looking for a job, it's a good place to go. If you're looking for an employee, it's a good place to go. You need to utilize it. And I've been telling everybody that signs up with us. We just had one recently that just came on board. And I said, do you have a LinkedIn? Well, we have a personal one. No, you need a business one. Because when you're looking to hire somebody, you can go there and see them before they ever come in, just like Facebook.
But. And this is probably a great place to wrap all this up. And bring it back to where we started. No, I know when we started this, we were thinking, okay, we've got about 20 minutes until
before they play the money, money, money song.
we don't want to get this too long. But with your networking, don't simply network for your own benefit.
Yeah.
Network because you are invested in people. Mm-hmm. And the Wallace crew does a great job of that.
Like they do a great job.
Walking around this show, they're the company president, Doyle Wallace, and his son, John, who we talked to, who will soon be kind of taking over the reins of the company.
We don't know when. We don't want to make it sound like that's imminent.
No, it could be it's, 10
it's
years.
It's a family business. Yeah.
That's their decision.
Yeah.
But you could walk around this show floor at any time, and they are invested in a conversation.
They know all their names.
Yeah.
There's over 100 vendors here. They know their names. They know their wives' names. They know their children. It's so impressive. I mean, that just shows you that they instinctively have the networking skill.
Exactly.
They really do.
And because of that, they're celebrating 100 years this year.
That's right. And yeah. You know what? You can find them on Facebook. You can find them, their website. I mean, you can go check them out, like, if you're interested in who we're talking about and yeah. get curious. But I want to leave you with two things. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want from your network, but you have to be willing to give it in return.
Mm.
So you can't, it can't be one sided. Networking cannot be one sided.
I think the Beatles said something about that, didn't they?
Go ahead and sing it.
The love you get take is equal to something.
I don't know. I just remember the Beatles.
Chris Farley skit about it.
And last thing I want to leave you with is UT beat Florida last Saturday.
Go Vols.
So what do you call a UF grad in a suit? A defendant.
Ooh, that was hard. That may have been across the line.
No, it wasn't. Go Vols.
So if you're a UF fan, we still love you.
Go Vols.
We just don't love your team. Go Vols. Thanks for listening. We're glad to be here on location at the Wallace Show. If you're ever in Sevierville around March or October, end of September, try to catch one of their shows. Y'all have a great rest of the week.